Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
I'm back. Thanks so much for holding things down yesterday and the day before, Jess.
It was all right.
But you do all right by yourself.
It was all right.
You sound good by yourself.
All right.
anything that you want to tell me? Anything I need to know? Anything?
All fair stuff.
Okay. Everything was good, though, on the air?
It was great.
Okay, good. Well, look, guys, the holiday season once again is on, and we partnered up with the Governor's Challenge. We have our big toy drive going on. We want you to donate. We're helping out local kids right here on the shore. You got all the 411.
Yeah, so you still have time to donate those new unwrapped toys for ages 3 to 12 years old for boys and girls. Basketball, sports-related toys are encouraged, but all toys are welcome. The drop-off locations are at the Civic Center in Salisbury, here at the Voice Radio Network Studios in Georgetown, the local management board, the Wicomico Partnership in Salisbury, also the Salisbury Fire Department Station 16, and Pohanka Hyundai. All toys collected will be given out to local kids in need. And it's brought to you also by Purdue, delivering hope to our neighbors. If you need any information at all about ticketing information, the Governor's Challenge, all you can do is go to their website, govchallenge.org. But this is a big deal for us, and the toys and the tree and everything out front looks great.
Yeah, well, I came back this morning. We went on a trip, and I'll tell you about that in a sec, but walking in here to the Voice Radio Network, when I left right before Thanksgiving, the big box of our toys were out there. Mm-hmm. And now I come back in, they got the tree set up.
Yep.
The tree looks beautiful. Other toys out there.
Yes.
We have actually a couple toy drives going on here at the Voice Radio Network that we're collecting toys for, but I mean, packed with toys up front.
It looks like bring us all the goodies. We need them.
Yeah, it looks like somebody's like Christmas morning out front.
I know.
Yeah, it looks very nice. Getting in the holiday spirit. So our Thanksgiving looks a little bit different this year. Mm-hmm. We have been talking about it for quite a few years, just laughing and joking about, you know what? Thanksgiving, we do the same thing every year, same food, same, whatever. What if we just didn't do Thanksgiving at home, like the traditional way, like we always do? And what if we went to Florida, or what if we went on a cruise, or took a trip or something like that? So I just got to shout out my beautiful wife. She did an amazing job,
pulled it off
with the booking things. And that's like her specialty. She's really, really good at like the organizing and booking. And, I know it's a lot. Especially we had 8 people. Mm-hmm. We had 8 people.
Yeah.
But we ended up pulling off a cruise Thanksgiving vacation.
Woo!
Yes. Wow. She's the glue behind it all.
Yes.
So, man, she just did an amazing job. So basically, we flew to Miami and we ended up flying to Fort Lauderdale, and then we drove to Miami and we stayed in a hotel. We got up on Friday morning. We flew on Thanksgiving. Everything was smooth. Got up on Friday morning, got on the cruise.
My gosh.
We went with, all of our kids. My older daughter, we missed her tremendously. Love her so much, but she was, unable to come. But our, three younger kids and my daughter's boyfriend, my son's girlfriend, my mom went.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so we got up on Friday morning, went over, did all the things we needed to do before we got on the cruise. We got on. The first day, the weather was a little bit crazy, and they ended up canceling Coco Cay.
Oh.
So that was a disappointment. Coco Cay is like the island that's owned by Royal Caribbean, and that's where everything's included, all the food, all the drinks and whatnot. They had to end up canceling it. They said it was too windy. They said it was overcast and cloudy, but it was the wind is what did it. So that was unfortunate, but we had a cruise day, and we do love being on the cruise.
Yeah.
The food was great. And then the next day we ended up going to Nassau. Mm-hmm. Nassau was a lot of fun. Bryce Tracy and I got off, and we walked the cruise port. We went outside of the cruise port, and we were walking on the street in Nassau. We ended up catching a boat ride out to an island.
Wow.
and we went on jet skis.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And it was great. Yeah. It was very funny because when we bought, you know, our ticket to get on the boat ride or whatever, and he gave us these. We had to wear these. I have this bracelet on. It says Bahamas, but...
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get one of those. I like that.
Take one of these. Get on the boat down there. We got on the boat. Everybody was very nice. They took us out to the island, and they were like, oh, all you can drink, you know, all you can... you know, ride on the jet skis. They got snorkeling out there. Mm. They didn't tell us about the swimming with the pigs. Yes, they didn't tell us about that.
What?
When we got there, there was a whole bunch of pigs on the island.
You're lying right now.
Freely walking around. And then they would go out in like the one little section, and the guys would hand... you know, the people like sticks with fruit on it, and the pigs would come up and eat it right off the fruit.
What?
Now, we didn't participate in that, but
wait a minute.
I took some pictures, and that was.
Did people come up with anything for these tourist attractions?
Well, let me tell you. Yeah, look, these are the pigs.
I've never seen this before.
Here you go.
Stop it.
Yeah, that we're walking around the island there.
What?
Yeah, and then. Let's see.
I've never seen this before.
Here's like this. Here's a big pig right there that was like walking around.
Bill.
Yeah, here goes Bryce on the jet ski.
Oh, that's nice. Look at that water. Oh, the best.
Yes, yes. So that's him on the jet ski. But yeah, look at all these pigs that were like freely walking around.
What? I'm confused. The whole pig thing.
Yeah. Look at them.
Usually,
there they are.
You know, snorkeling, and there's, you know, of course, all the fish that are out there. And
yeah, well, the island that they took us out to.
I've never seen this before.
The island they took us out to was more like a, it was not a sandals island, let's put it that way. It was like it was like run by locals. Let's see, the locals. Right. So they did it, and it was good, though. It was a lot of fun.
I like that.
And a lot of people were doing
it. Locals, the culture, and all that.
Yes.
I enjoy all that. I've just never seen anything like that.
Well.
The pigs?
That was just part of, you know, what you could do.
So you feed them fruit?
That's what they were doing, yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
I know you were not expecting that.
Not expecting it. Not really into it.
I did not expect you to even say that.
And then they had the all you can. They said all you can drink. So, you know, before we went out there, we're thinking like a big stacked bar out. You know, we're thinking it's going to be like a sandals island. You know. Let me show you the bar that was out there.
Stop it right now.
You know our radio station tent that we set up.
Oh my god! You're kidding.
Yeah.
You're kidding right now. Let me see.
Yeah, here goes the bar.
These are the drinks out there underneath this tent?
Yeah.
This wooden thing?
Yes. And there was a couple guys up there pouring rum punch.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Out of a gallon jug.
Was it good?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. We had a couple cups of rum punch. It was good.
And then you fed the pigs?
And then, no. Did not feed the pigs.
You need a few of those rum punches to do
it. In order to feed the pigs, right. But
that's fun.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was fun. The food was fantastic on the cruise, as always. You know, I took a lot of food pics every night. You know, I would say to my wife, I was like, oh, hold on, let me get a pic real quick. So that was really good. We ended up going to the sports bar there. We watched the game. The Michigan and Ohio State game was on. We watched that one. That was big on the cruise.
Yeah.
We ended up watching the Commanders, you know, sucking it up like they're doing, you know. So that was another game that we ended up watching. The Aqua Show was good.
Okay.
For all you Royal Caribbeaners, you know about that.
The Aqua Show.
Yeah. We were over the boardwalk area. They called it the boardwalk, the one floor on the cruise. Mm-hmm. And we were able to see the Aqua Theater from our balcony.
Oh.
We weren't over. Normally we get overlooking the water. Mm-hmm. This time around, we got it overlooking the boardwalk. And we were able to see, you know, the sports bar was right below us. And then the Aqua Theater. So every night they'd have the show.
Nice.
And we were able to, you know, hear it and see it and all that. So that was neat. Do a lot of people watching.
Royal Caribbean, they do it up big.
They do it up big.
They're like one of the top names.
That's one of our faves. And it was good. It was good. It was a lot of fun. Glad,
that's great.
Really glad we got a chance to go with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, daughter, boyfriend, son, girlfriend, my mom, you know, yes. And obviously, you know, our son. And,
yeah.
You know, but I'm telling you, my wife is incredible putting this whole thing together. So it was good. It was a good, you know, week.
Yeah.
4 or 5 days. So.
Gosh, you did a lot.
A lot of stuff happened over the past, you know, few days.
But in a lot of things.
Yeah. And like I said, airport was smooth. We were a little bit worried with the shutdown and all that.
Yeah, everything was back.
Everything was like
normal. Good.
Normal and rolling.
Good.
And then the flights were good. So no problems, no issues. Yeah. Our flight coming back was probably like maybe half an hour delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. So, but other than that.
Any bumpy rides?
No, not really.
No.
Not at all. Everything was good.
You know, that gets me.
Yeah, no, everything was smooth as ever. So, let's see here. 830. I'm not reading that text. Look it up on TikTok. So many videos of the pigs, LOL.
What?
Well, we didn't.
I'm learning this today, just today.
Yeah, we didn't partake in the pigs.
That's funny.
It was interesting.